How did you happen to get in here?
I ran here. You scared the daylights out of me last night.
Seems like the truth shouldn't scare anybody, man or boy.
Thing getting you?
No. I'm just thinking about public reaction to all this.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dragon King Dark Podcast, episode number 332. Thank you very much for joining me here as we continue in our series, our ongoing series. We're in the latter half of it now, discussing 100 of the darkest moments in pop culture history. And these are moments that had a negative impact on popular culture. A lot of these, I know one of the criticisms I've heard, you know, about this series is it's a very grim series. There's a lot of death involved, and unfortunately that's true. But also in the same way, I say it's a chance to remember and celebrate the art of these various individuals who sometimes, yes, while their story may be tragic, we remember their art, because without them here, it is a worse time. It is a worse time for their particular segment of popular culture. We've talked a lot about movies and TV and sports, and talked quite a bit about music as well on last week's show, which got quite a bit of attention. We talked about the death of Prince and the sad story that was, and involving the very toxic drug fentanyl, which has become very prevalent in American drug culture now and is responsible for a lot of deaths here in the United States. And unfortunately, today's story as well is looking at another great, very talented singing voice, whose life ended way, way too early, only 53 years old, was George Michael. And I thought George Michael had one of the greatest voices in all of popular music. He was had a wonderful tonal quality to his voice. His music, yes, was very pop-oriented, to be sure. I mean, obviously, he broke out huge in the beginning with the group Wham, and then ends up going solo and, you know, had a huge number of hits. George Michael was born on June the 25th, 1963, and he died Christmas Day, 2016. He was an English singer, songwriter, and record producer. He's considered one of the most significant cultural icons of the MTV generation, and is one of the best-selling musicians of all time, with sales of over 120 million records worldwide. George Michael is known as a leading creative force in music production, songwriting, vocal performance, and visual presentation. He achieved 7 number one songs on the UK Singles Chart and 8 number one songs on the US Billboard Hot 100. George Michael won various music awards, including 2 Grammy Awards, 3 Brit Awards, 3 American Music Awards, 12 Billboard Music Awards, and 4 MTV Video Music Awards. In 2015, he was ranked 45th in the Billboard's list of greatest Hot 100 artists of all time. The Radio Academy named him the most played artist on British radio during the period from 1984 to 2004. So he was a big deal, very big deal. And again, you know, from a personal standpoint, while the music of George Michael is not necessarily my favorite type of music, I'm not really a huge fan of just that, you know, really pop-centric music, and especially the, you know, the more mellow, melancholy type songs and stuff. I like a good ballad as well as anybody, but George Michael had a lot of very mellow music, to be sure. But one thing you absolutely cannot deny is his beautiful, wonderful voice. I mean, he just was a tremendously talented vocalist. The New York Times ran the story of his death back in 2016. John Perilous wrote the article on Christmas Day 2016. George Michael, the creamy-voiced English songwriter who sold tens of millions of albums as a member of the duo Wham! And on his own, was found dead on Sunday at his home in Goring in Oxfordshire, England. He was 53 years old. A police statement said, Thames Valley Police were called to a property in Goring-on-Thames shortly before 2 p.m. Christmas Day. Sadly, a 53-year-old man was confirmed deceased at the scene. This stage of the death is being treated as unexplained but not suspicious. Mr. Michael's manager, Michael Lippman, told The Hollywood Reporter that Mr. Michael died of heart failure in bed, lying peacefully. It is with great sadness that we can confirm our beloved son, brother, and friend, George, passed away peacefully at his home over the Christmas period, his publicist, Connie Filippaglio, said in a statement. The family would ask that their privacy be respected at this difficult and emotional time. There will be no further comment at this stage. Information on survivors was not immediately available. Mr. Michael was one of pop's reigning stars in the 1980s and 1990s, first as a handsome, smiling teen pop idol, making lighthearted singles like Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go with Wham!, then arriving as a grown-up pop sex symbol with his 1987 album, Faith. But Mr. Michael grew increasingly uncomfortable with the superficiality and relentless promotion of 1980s-style pop stardom. He turned away from video clips and live shows. He set out to make more mature statements in his songs, though he never completely abandoned singing about love and desire. Mr. Michael wrote supple ballads like Careless Whisper and Father Figure, as well as buoyant dance tracks like Freedom 90 and I Want Your Sex. For much of his career, including his best-selling albums Faith and Listening Without Prejudice Volume 1, he was also his own producer and studio backup band. Much of his music drew on R&B, old and new, but his melodic gift extended across genres. He won a Grammy Award in 1988 for I Knew You Were Waiting For Me, a duet with Aretha Franklin, and Faith won the Grammy for the Album of the Year. In Britain, he was showered with awards, and in 2004, Britain's Radio Academy said he had been the most played performer on British radio from 1984 to 2004. In 1998, Mr. Michael came out as gay after being arrested on charges of lewd conduct in a men's room in Beverly Hills, California. He had long lent his name and music to support AIDS prevention and gay rights. During interviews in later years, he described himself as bisexual and said that hiding his sexuality had made him feel fraudulent. He also described long struggles with depression. During the 2000s, Mr. Michael's output slowed. His last studio album of new songs was Patience in 2004. In later years, he put out individual songs as free downloads, encouraging listeners to contribute to charity. But in 2006, 25 years into his career, he could still headline stadiums worldwide. George Michael was born Georgios Kyriakos Panatio in East Finchley, London, on June 25, 1963, the son of a Greek restaurateur and an English dancer. In 1979, he and a schoolmate, Andrew Ridgely, played together for the first time in a ska band called The Executive. That didn't last, but they continued to make music together, nearly all of it composed and sung by Mr. Michael, and began releasing singles as Wham!, cultivating the image of a carefree teenage rebels in songs like Young Guns, Go For It. Their 1983 debut album, Fantastic, reached number one in Britain. In the United States, her 1984 single, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, became ubiquitous on MTV and reached number one. In 1985, the duo became the first major Western pop group to perform in China as part of its world tour, and Mr. Michael appeared in the Live Aid charity concert, telecast worldwide, joining Elton John to sing Mr. John's song, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. The worldwide 1984 hit, Careless Whisper, credited in Britain to George Michael solo and to Wham! Featuring George Michael in the United States, signaled a turn away from the perky teenage fare. Mr. Michael's status as a top British pop star was confirmed by his appearance on Band Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas, the 1984 All-Star Benefits single for Ethiopian Famine Relief. In 1986, Wham! Dissolved with a farewell show at Wembley Stadium. Mr. Michael had a number one hit with I Knew You Were Waiting For Me before releasing the album Faith in 1987. His first single, I Want Your Sex, reached number two in the United States, though it was seen as too risque by some radio stations. Mr. Michael made an introduction to its video clip stating, this song is not about casual sex. Faith, which hinted at both gospel and rockabilly, reached number one, and the album included three more number one hits, Father Figure, Monkey, and One More Try. It has sold more than 10 million copies in the United States. But for his next album, Listen Without Prejudice Volume 1, released in 1990, Mr. Michael set out to jettison his pop persona. I'm not stupid enough to think I can deal with another 10 to 15 years of major exposure, he told an interviewer at the time. I think that's the ultimate tragedy of fame. People who are simply out of control, who are lost. I've seen so many of them, I don't want to be another cliche. The autobiographical Freedom 1990 declared his independence from the pop machine. He wasn't in its video clip, which had supermodels lip-syncing the lyrics. The album also included a number one single, the ballad, Praying for Time. It sold 2 million copies in the United States, but after the blockbuster of Faith, it was considered a commercial letdown. Mr. Michael entered a protracted legal battle with Sony Music over his contract and was unable to release another album until 1996. Its title, Older, was an unmistakable signal that he was no longer directly courting the youth market. He was 32 years old. The album was an instant hit in England and Europe. It had 6 hit singles in England, though it was less popular in the United States. After his 1998 arrest, Mr. Michael released a greatest hits album with 2 new songs. Outside set its video clip in a men's restroom. He made a 1999 album cover of cover songs, Songs of the Last Century. In the early 2000s, Mr. Michael released songs protesting the invasion of Iraq, including the 2002 Shoot the Dog. His last full studio album, Patience, was released in 2004, full of introspective ballads. Mr. Michael returned to performing. He joined Paul McCartney on stage during the 2005 Live 8 benefit concert. In 2006, he performed a world tour paired with another collection of hits, 25, which included new duets with Mr. McCartney and Mary J. Blige. He continued to release individual songs sporadically, and in 2014, he released Symphonica, a collection of standards and his own songs recorded with an orchestra on a 2010-2011 tour. During that tour, he collapsed with nearly fatal pneumonia and was hospitalized for 5 weeks. He wrote a single, White Light, about the experience. Mr. Michael had been planning an expanded reissue during 2017 of Listen Without Prejudice, Volume 1, paired with a documentary, Freedom, exploring his musical, personal, and legal struggles. I never minded being thought of as a pop star, Mr. Michael told GQ in 2004. People have always thought I wanted to be seen as a serious musician, but I didn't. I just wanted people to know that I was absolutely serious about pop music. So the very poignant tribute there by the New York Times reporting on the death of George Michael. And the BBC, of course, is heavily reported on this, obviously. As I discussed about Prince and, well, really many of the other people we've talked about in this series, 100 of the Darkest Moments in Pop Culture History, a lot of times when somebody very legendary, a larger-than-life figure, somebody enormously successful in the popular culture, when they die at a young age or by an accident or some sort of, you know, it just seems wrong, and I guess it is wrong, but it oftentimes spurs conspiracy theories and ideas. Oh, it can't possibly just be natural causes. There has to be more to it. George Michael had been well known to have battled issues like a lot of the other people we've talked about in this series had, which, you know, definitely takes a toll on one's body. And so more and more information, people want to know more and more and more and more. It's part of the toxic side of celebrity. You see paparazzi following these celebrities around, and it just, my heart honestly goes out to these celebrities sometimes. Yes, they're earn millions of dollars, and yes, they're very popular and stuff, but almost can have no kind of life, you know. It's just too bad. And even in death, George Michael, of course, couldn't rest in peace for a while because we got to know more and more and more. March 7th, 2017, the BBC. George Michael died of natural causes. George Michael died as a result of heart and liver disease, a coroner has confirmed. The pop star was suffering from dilated cardiomyopathy with myocarditis and fatty liver, according to Darren Salter, senior coroner for Oxfordshire. The singer died aged 53 on Christmas Day at his home in Goring-on-Thames, Oxfordshire. Because there was a natural cause of death, the coroner said no need for an inquest. Thames Valley Police originally said his death was unexplained but not suspicious, and an initial post-mortem examination was inconclusive. On Tuesday, the coroner said in a statement, inquiries into the death of George Michael have been concluded and the final post-mortem report received. As there is a confirmed natural cause of death, being dilated cardiomyopathy with myocarditis and fatty liver, the investigation is being discontinued and there is no need for an inquest or any further inquiries. No further updates will be provided, and the family requests the media and public respect their privacy. The medical terms used on the death certificates outline the cause of death, but not all risk factors that have led up to it. George Michael's lists three conditions: dilated cardiomyopathy, myocarditis, and fatty liver. This means his heart was enlarged, weakened, and inflamed. The muscle wasn't doing the job of pumping blood as well as it should. His liver was also abnormal, containing unhealthy collections of fat. There are many possible causes for this. Heavy alcohol use is one. At the weekend, the singer's former partner, Kenny Ghost, was quoted as saying, "I think his body just gave up. All these years, it was just weak." He told the Sunday Mirror, "We just want closure. We want the funeral to happen. It's been a long time now." Fadi Fawaz, the singer's partner at the time of his death, told the Telegraph in late December he had found the star, quote, lying peacefully in bed. After the cause of death was revealed on Tuesday, Fawaz responded to weeks of speculation by posting a photo of himself with Michael on Twitter, along with the words, "The truth is out." Following the coroner's statement, Thames Valley Police said it had closed the investigation into Michael's death. As the cause of death was natural, no further action is proposed or required. Michael made his name with the pop group Wham in the 1980s and went on to enjoy huge success as a solo performer. That indeed. But of course, there are more questions. There are more. The public's not going to be forever just satisfied with that. And he was a huge name, no question about it. Absolutely sure that, you know, people want to know more. And obviously, in the case of George Michael, with, you know, him being one of the most famous entertainers to come out as gay, there is a huge amount of interest in that story. I mean, he is very much a pioneer of being a celebrity coming out in public as well. I mean, there weren't that many at the time who were publicly open about their sexuality. And I can remember as George Michael being a huge star back when I was in high school, there were always questions about, you know, his sexuality. And that was in the late 1980s. We were coming, you know, on the very much in the era of the AIDS epidemic. And lots of questions, Rock Hudson, things of that nature, all were being talked about, were topics of discussion. It's a very different world than we live in 2022. And these celebrities were also often very clandestine about their relationships if they weren't heterosexual. So he's iconic in many different ways to many different communities and many different people. When we return after our break, we're going to look at a article that says George Michael's friend reveals what, quote, really caused the singer's death. So that sounds like a clickbait, right? Well, let's see what, if any of that's true or interesting. And we'll talk a lot more about George Michael, his music, and much more here on the Dragon King Dark Podcast, brought to you by WhenItWasCool.com.
WhenItWasCool.com is your source for the best in retro pop culture. When It Was Cool features articles and podcasts on retro TV and movies, toys, action figures, pro wrestling, food, video games, and more. Hit the Patreon button to support us and get instant access to hundreds of premium podcasts and features. Family-friendly and fun. WhenItWasCool.com.
All right, so thank you for joining me back here on the second half of the show. It's obviously clear I'm struggling this week. Yes, my entire household, including myself, have tested positive for COVID-19. You can take this ever how you wish to take it, to further whatever narrative you wish to further, but we both have been vaccinated. I have had my booster vaccination, and now since that time, I have had COVID twice. Of course, I work in a public job. I work around the public. I'm likely more exposed than most people are. I deal with a lot of sick people in my job, so, you know, it's not surprising that, you know, I have more opportunity probably than most for exposure, but I am definitely getting tired of this. Tanya, my wife from WhenItWasCool.com, and myself, we have been struggling for a good week now, and so I apologize. My voice is not holding up for this show. I'm honest to goodness doing the best I can, and I hope you'll hang in there with me as we continue this series, 100 of the Darkest Moments in Pop Culture History. We really need your support at WhenItWasCool.com. We had a great first quarter of this year. We set new records. Everything was going fantastic. Still continues to go very well. But we've kind of hit sort of a lull as we've gone into the summertime here. And, you know, it's to be expected. It seems like it's cyclical every year. People get out in the summertime and move around. Maybe they're not listening to podcasts as often as they usually do. But we could really use your support here if you want to continue hearing Dragon King Dark Podcast and any of the podcasts at WhenItWasCool.com. We would love to have you become a Patreon supporter. Go to WhenItWasCool.com and a bookmark our site. We're doing a lot of new videos now, YouTube videos. It's a thing I've always wanted to do more of. And so I'm kind of testing out some new equipment, kind of working our way up, doing some toy reviews and things like that. And there'll be much, much more to come there. So be sure to go on YouTube, subscribe to our channel as well. And certainly on social media. And we changed our Twitter account. Okay, we had a few thousand followers on Twitter previously. And as is the case with Twitter, a lot of that is, well, you know, bots and such. So we thought we would do a cleanse. We would start a new Twitter account. So now we need people to refollow that account. So if you'll go to WhenItWasCool.com, click on the front page, you'll see all of our social media links there. And we definitely encourage you to check us out and follow us on any of our social media, but especially on Patreon. That is where we primarily need your support. In the early hours of Christmas Day 2016, George Michael died in bed at his home in Goring-on-Thames at the age of 53. He was found by his partner, Fadi Fawaz, as we just heard about before our break. In March 2017, a senior coroner in Oxfordshire attributed George Michael's death to dilated cardiomyopathy with myocarditis and a fatty liver. Owing the delay in determining the cause of death, George Michael's funeral was held on March 29, 2017, in a private ceremony. He was buried at Highgate Cemetery in North London on one side of his mother's grave. His sister, Melanie, who had died exactly 3 years after him, is buried on the other side. In the summer of 2017, a temporary informal memorial garden was created outside Michael's former home in the Grove Highgate. The site, in a private square that Michael had owned, was tended by fans for approximately 18 months until it was cleared. In March of 2019, George Michael's art collection was auctioned in England for £11.3 million. The proceeds were donated to various philanthropic organizations that George Michael gave to while he was alive. George Michael's will left most of his £97 million estate to his sisters, his father, and friends. It did not include bequests to either Fawaz or to his former partner, Kenny Goss. In 2021, following legal proceedings, the trustees of Michael's estate entered into a financial settlement with Goss. And so there was some problems there. Obviously, when you have a huge estate, a huge amount of royalties from, you know, stuff you've already done and maybe unreleased stuff. We talked about this at length with Prince. There's going to be some questions if you don't have a will. And it seems like in George Michael's case, there was at least some direction to where to appropriate his estate and his monies. Although some people, apparently there was some legal wranglings amongst at least one of his or both of his former partners about some of the monies there. This is all to be expected. It's all very commonplace when millions and millions of dollars are at stake. The website tonedeaf.thebrag.com, The Brag Media, in their classic rock section, had this article: George Michael's friend reveals what, quote, really caused the singer's death. Now, let's see if this is much hype, paranoia, clickbait, or if there's something actually we can glean here from the tragic death of one of the most talented vocalists ever in popular music, George Michael. Childhood friends of George Michael believe the loss of the love of his life played a huge factor in his death. Written by Danica Baker, this article comes from December 30th, 2021, so just a few months old. A childhood friend of George Michael believes the loss of the love of his life played a huge factor in his death. Michael met his boyfriend Anselmo Felipe in 1991 when he was 27 years old. The musician had previously revealed that he knew his boyfriend was terminally ill shortly after they met. Felipe tragically died of an AIDS-related illness in 1993. George was the love of his life, and if he hadn't died, I think George would still be here. Andros Giorgio, a boyhood friend of Michael's, told the Mirror of Michael's ex. After Anselmo, he didn't find real love. He had a lot of sex and met a lot of people, but he never found what he had with Anselmo. Giorgio went into a lot of detail about George's life and his sex life. George was, there was a lot of talk. He would go to these different clubs in New York and in London and, was kind of known for living that, carefree, very much uninhibited lifestyle. The article continues, the legendary pop icon passed away on December 25th, 2016, and then goes on to tell about his burial, which we've already talked at length about. It was very emotional because it made it real, added Giorgio. I'm very happy this has happened. It took so long. For a while now, I felt that he has been forgotten, speaking about going to see George's grave and there putting some finality to his death. One of the things that I mentioned earlier leading up to this, obviously it's not natural for someone, a seemingly healthy male to die at the age of 53 in these days and times. One has to, admit that's somewhat out of the ordinary in and of itself. And so George Michael had some health problems and some well-documented issues. George Michael struggled with substance abuse, as detailed in numerous places. The Telegraph, for one, and the New Daily and many other places have reported on George Michael's struggles with various substance abuse issues. He was arrested for drug-related offenses in 2006, 2008, and 2010. In September of 2007, on BBC Radio 4's Desert Island Disc, George Michael said that his cannabis use was a problem. He wished he could smoke less of it and was constantly trying to do so. On December 5th, 2009, in an interview with The Guardian, George Michael explained he had cut back on cannabis and was smoking only 7 or 8 spliffs per day instead of 25 per day he had formerly smoked. And he also stated that he had abused sleeping pills. On October 26, 2011, George Michael canceled a performance at Royal Albert Hall in London due to a viral infection. On November 21st, Vienna General Hospital admitted George Michael after he complained of chest pains while at a hotel 2 hours before his performance at a venue there for his Symphonica tour. George Michael appeared to be in good spirits and responded well to treatment following his admittance. But on November 25th, hospital officials said that his condition had worsened overnight. This development led to cancellations and postponements of Michael's remaining 2011 performances, which had been scheduled mainly for the United Kingdom. The singer was later confirmed to have suffered from pneumonia and, until December 1st, was in an intensive care unit. And at one point, he was even comatose. On December 21st, the hospital discharged him. Michael told the press that he had undergone a tracheotomy and that the staff at the hospital had saved his life and that he would perform a free concert for them. After waking from the coma, George Michael had a temporary West Country accent, they said, and there was concern that he had developed some sort of abnormality with his vocal cords. May the 16th, 2013, George Michael sustained a head injury when he fell from a moving car on the M1 motorway near St. Albans. He was airlifted to the hospital. On May 29th, George Michael's publicist confirmed that he had left the hospital and that his injuries were superficial. And in 2014, George Michael stated that he had refrained from using cannabis for 1.5 years. And in June 2015, however, he checked into a drug rehab facility in Switzerland. So obviously, you know, there's lots of, you know, who knows the entirety of the truth of just what all and how often. There was clearly a struggle going on, right? I mean, we could clearly see George Michael very well documented, had a lot of struggles leading up to his very premature death. Elton John was among those who paid tribute to George Michael, emotionally addressing the audience in Las Vegas on December 28th. He said, "What a singer, what a songwriter, but more than anything, as a human being, he was one of the kindest, sweetest, most generous people I've ever met." At the 59th Annual Grammy Awards, on February the 12th, 2017, Adele performed a slowdown version of Fast Love in tribute to George Michael. February 22nd, Coldplay led singer Chris Martin performed a different corner at the 2017 Brit Awards. And in June, George Michael's close friend, former Spice Girl member Jerry Halliwell, released a charity single, Angels in Chains, a tribute to him to raise money for Childline. In 2020, George Michael was commemorated with a mural in his native borough of Brent. The artwork, which formed part of the Brent Biennial, was commissioned to pay tribute to his contribution to the fields of music and entertainment. Artist Don Miller said it celebrates the singer as a pioneering cultural and LGBTQ figure. So, George Michael was important to many communities. He was important to popular culture. He was an incredible talent. He had a talent, a voice that, you know, while singers train their voices and take care of their voices and everything, it's not everybody. There has to be a natural gift there to begin with. And George Michael certainly has one of the greatest voices ever. So, My voice, unfortunately, is about gone. Thank you, COVID. So hopefully, as I recover, hopefully as I battle back, and I'll not, I'll certainly not make anyone's list of 100 darkest moments in pop culture history should O'Carroll here expire, but I hope that's not the case. But I hope you enjoy our shows. Hope you enjoy whenitwascool.com, where we talk about a lot about retro pop culture. That's our thing. That's what we do. Retro pop culture means music, TV, sports, movies, reading material, comic books, you know, things that are popular in culture, art. We talk about art, and that's the stuff that helps us through the day. Goodness gracious knows, as I've laid here feeling terrible, I've watched some movies, I've enjoyed some music, my birthday was this past Friday, and so I enjoyed some presents that had been purchased by my wife, and that's pop culture. Pop culture is the stuff that helps us get through stuff like this. So help us over at whenitwascool.com. We'd love to have you as a Patreon supporter. We need to have you as a Patreon supporter. Really like to get some good momentum going over there as well. These last two episodes I know have been real downers, talking about Prince and talking about George Michael. They were hugely important cultural figures, and they need to be remembered. Their deaths were tremendously, tremendously dark moments in pop culture history. Pop culture was worse off because they are no longer here. So let's remember them. Check us out over at whenitwascool.com. And good Lord willing, and antibiotics don't fail, I'll see you here again soon with another show.
Hey everybody, Carl here from whenitwascool.com. I've talked to you a lot about our Patreon, which is the most important way you can support us. But let me remind you of what else we do. You can follow us on social media on both Facebook and Twitter. Grab the links off the front page of whenitwascool.com. Check out all of our free podcasts on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, and other major podcast outlets. Check out Dragon King Dark, along with Stuck in the Desert podcast, Uphill Both Ways, Wrestling with the Dog, The Thrash Metal Show, Life and Times with KZ, our new show, The Plot, Dragon King Carl Classic Wrestling Audio Show, Fireside Chat, and Heel Mustache Podcast, plus many specials every month. Go to whenitwascool.com for everything retro pop culture and more. Hit that Patreon link for premium podcast content. If you're looking for something fresh and fun to listen to, then bookmark whenitwascool.com.